As the 2012 elections draw closer, the visually impaired have called on the Electoral Commission to make enough provisions to enable them to vote independently. The National Vice President of the Ghana Blind Union Youth, says Kwame Atifo, said the visually impaired have a right to vote freely and independently, but due to inadequate training, most of them do not get the chance to exercise their franchise. Mr. Atifo made the call at a youth forum in Accra. Sandra Dancer reports.
The forum was organized by the Youth Bridge Foundation, a non-political organization which advocates for a culture that allows responsible participation of the youth in the social, economic and democratic processes in Ghana. It brought together youth from various organizations, representatives from the Electoral Commission and some political parties. Focusing on a peaceful election this year, the Vice President of the Ghana Blind Union Youth, Seth Kwame Atifo, said, though the blind have the right to vote, access to Braille-enabled voting materials is a challenge.
The right to secrecy is for everybody. It doesn't matter whether or not you are with disability. But unfortunately, persons with disability, especially the blind, don't get to vote freely and independently because there are not enough provisions for them. Well, we started with the charter balloting, but it was only on pilot basis. And even in those areas, when you go, sometimes the electoral officers there, you don't know much about the charter ballot, and they don't know how to handle it. So you realize that at the end of the day, the polling agents, the electoral officers will come around to see what you're actually doing. There's no secret. So we're only appealing to the electoral commission to actually make the charter ballot available in all polling stations.
Reacting, a representative from the electoral commission, Kofi Chiedwodu, said the EC does not have data on all visually impaired persons in the country. However, he gave the assurance that the EC will take details of the disabled to enable them to make the necessary provisions for the effective participation in the 2012 elections. Touching on the biometric registration, the Communication Advocacy Officer for RAINS, an NGO in Tamale, Alassan Zariasu, suggested that education should be in English and other languages to enable people from the rural areas to understand the process. The youth were advised not to get involved in election violence, but engage in activities that will ensure a peaceful and successful elections.
Sandra Dancer reporting.